Tim Fleming wakes you up in the morning at 5, right here on AM 1300, KGLO, Mason City.
I'm Tim Fleming, and good morning to you. We do have a special guest on our KGLO live line this hour, and I know it kind of caps off a busy morning for us talking to different folks. But today, we do have Colin Pennington with us, DeKalb Asgro, Marketing Communications Manager, and it is great to have you on board with us. And so, Colin, good to have you on AM 1300 KGLO today.
Thank you, Tim. Glad to be with you this morning.
You know, and we're it's Agronomy Week, and for those people that are involved in agriculture and in Iowa, I always think that everybody is involved in agriculture in one way, shape, form, or another. So it's always good to put the emphasis on ag with special times like this.
Absolutely. We're excited to kick off Agronomy Week for the fifth year in a row here this week, running through Friday. And as you said, you know, it's really about, you know, celebrating all those crop professionals, you know, whether it be agronomists, obviously the name Agronomy Week, but, you know, certainly understand that those who help out our farmers and are part of those decisions in that process throughout the year, whether it be their seed dealers, crop consultants, university extension, you know, whoever we may rely on day to day to help make those decisions to keep the farm moving, really take an opportunity to acknowledge and celebrate them this week and really celebrate what probably for most, especially if you look at the weather, I think even, you know, even all the way up there, probably a lot of work starting to happen in the fields here in the next couple of weeks. And so it's a chance to recognize all that hard work that those do to help farmers out, but also, you know, celebrate the start of a new 2021 season.
Yeah, you know, when you think about it, this last year and a half, we've heard a lot of people talk about the different challenges that are out there. And there's so much play on words here, so much sunshine in the future, I guess. Talk about some of the positive things that you see as you look into planting season in 2021 and beyond.
You know, there's a lot of good things to think about. One, it's a new year. We just said it, right? I think 2019 had its challenges. 2020 certainly had its challenges. And so, you know, being able to start fresh, you know, certainly if we had this conversation in May or June, we might be talking about, you know, how frustrating it can be that planting season and that planting window is the only time we've got to really get that season kicked off right. But for right now, we can look at it on the optimistic side and say, you know, hey, this is our chance to start new, start fresh. And, you know, thinking through just the way things have been going, obviously from a commodity standpoint, you know, prices looking up and certainly hope to keep trending that way. So it provides a little bit of renewed optimism. You think about the freedom to operate with all the new soybean platforms and weed control platforms, and certainly excited to be able to bring a fully enabled Asgro ExtendFlex soybean into Iowa this year and give farmers that flexibility from a weed control standpoint is really something, a lot of great positive momentum. You look on the corn side and, you know, certainly got to start being cautious in some areas of that increase in corn rootworm pressure we saw in 2020, but, you know, great opportunities to refine our management plans, you know, look at our trait mix and something like the potential of, you know, a SmartStax Pro corn here that will hopefully start to see a little bit of testing in market this year and launch to growers in 2022. And so, you know, a lot of great momentum no matter how you look at it. And I think we're excited to kick that season off. And certainly as things start to warm up here and things really start to get going, I know a lot of anhydrous going on the last week or so, and certainly more of that. And starting to get those planters ready. I would bet there's a few folks listening to this today that are starting to think about when the right time to get some early beans in the ground is too. So a lot of good research going into some of that work as well to just try to capitalize on optimizing that early planting window and make the most of what the new season gives us.
Yeah, and in your business too, just looking how things have changed through the years and really how you guys grow and adjust with the needs of the farmer, that local farmer.
Yeah, and I think COVID taught us a lot about, you know, how we can communicate and how we can be together, and they're certainly starting to see things normalize a little bit and getting out and about, and certainly, you know, our sales teams and our dealers still have those one-on-one relationships with our customers out in the field, and we hope that never changes. But, you know, really, you know, miss being at those events, those field days in the summer, and things like Farm Progress Show in Boone last year that we all had to miss. And, you know, definitely looking forward to getting back to some sense of normalcy and bringing that back to life in Decatur, Illinois this year, and hopefully be back in Iowa soon. I think it's, you know, it's a lot changes. It's hard to believe, you know, this weekend talking to family, if this is our second Easter in kind of the pandemic. Who would have thought last Easter when we were trying to figure out how do we get to be together and spend that time together as a family that we'd be doing it again a year later. But here we are. And I think that's one of the things about our business, especially in agriculture, is just resiliency, and whether it's global pandemics or things like you know, Mother Nature and last year's derecho or other weather that we can't control. There's always something thrown at us, and I've never seen a farmer back down from a challenge. And so certainly welcome the opportunity to keep things moving forward and, you know, continue to adjust while hopefully getting back to a little bit of normalcy on the social side of things and keeping everybody healthy and safe, and especially as tractors get rolling on the roads this spring and, you know, finding those opportunities to get together here soon.
Yeah, I always equate a lot of what happens in agriculture to what happens in team sports, and you see it from your level as well. It is people working with other people to make things just right and to make sure that everybody is taken care of, and so everybody's on the same page, if you will. And I know with DeKalb and Asgrow, Colin, you guys you're ready to charge into the future.
Absolutely. And I think that's, you know, one of the fun things we get to celebrate this year with Agronomy Week is not only recognizing and celebrating those current professionals, and whether you're somebody that has a paid agronomist on staff on your operation, you know, you relied on your seed agronomist, you rely on an agronomist from your retailer or dealer that you're buying your seed from, you rely on extension, but, you know, all those things come together to help build the puzzle. But also understanding too, and kind of a new approach for us this week as we celebrate, is also celebrating the future of agronomy and what that means. And so with our celebrations this week, really having the chance to elevate what some of the work that the FFA does and Future Farmers of America, and donating to a scholarship. So as we go through the week this week, folks can visit agronomyweek.com and submit their questions that they want to see our technical agronomists answer throughout the week this week, both online and in a special event Thursday, and we'll donate $10 to an FFA scholarship for a student pursuing a career in agronomy. And in addition to that, I mentioned the event Thursday. Thursday evening, 9 p.m. Central on RFD TV, we'll have our first ever live agronathon hosted by Max Armstrong, who many know, and really just taking a couple hours to field those urgent questions that big growers have going into this season, have a little bit of fun, talk about some of the new research and studies that are out there right now to help everyone be more profitable this year. And for anyone that calls into that event on Thursday night, we'll be donating another $100 to our scholarship, all with the hopes that by Thursday night, we're writing a check for $10,000 to the FFA to help protect that future of agronomy and make sure that, you know, those students today have a chance to pursue the careers that they're after and the careers that are going to help all of us continue to push this great industry forward in the future.
Fantastic stuff. Give us that that site again now, and the phone information again.
You can visit agronomyweek.com. You can also follow DeKalb Asgrow on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Use the hashtag agronomyweek and ask your questions. And then Thursday evening on RFD TV, the call-in information will be available at the start of the test, 9 o'clock on Thursday. But that's Thursday, 9 o'clock Central on RFD TV. Get your agronomic questions answered and help us raise a little bit of money for the FFA.
Fantastic stuff. Colin, great to talk to you today. And let's hope for a great planting season ahead for all of our farmers.
Absolutely. Appreciate you having us on. Appreciate everyone taking the time to listen. Appreciate the business. And hope everyone stays safe out there and has a successful planting.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Colin. Have a great one.
Thank you. You too, Tim.
Take care. That is Colin Pennington with us, everybody. He's with DeKalb Asgrow, AM 1300, KGLO, Farm News for North Iowa.